If you've ever wondered where your student fees are going, or have wanted to become more involved with student government, you can now vote for the next president and vice president of the Associated Students of Colorado State University. The debate held in the plaza officially marks the start of the race for both president and vice president of ASCSU, but also the next student body president and vice president as well. Students gathered in front of the Lori Student Center to witness the debate and show their support for different candidates. This year, there are five pairs in the running for president and vice president: Dominic Quintana and Ali Amar, Flint Corliss and Matt Mount, Joshua Johnson and Joshua Griffin, Benjamin Amundsen and Alex Farias, and Samuel Brown and Madison Taylor. Additionally, Connor Hendrick is currently running unopposed for Speaker of the Senate on a platform that aims to make people more aware of who and what ASCSU does, and aims to get more student involvement with it as well.
The role of the Speaker of the Senate is not only to lead Senate, but also lead the voice of CSU as a whole.
After a brief recess and a crowd that started to form, each presidential partnership was questioned about their campaign and spoke about issues they said they would focus on should they be elected. Corliss and Mount want to ensure that self-care is a priority at CSU and want to make sure student voices are heard. They want communication between the Senate and the student body to increase through creating an environment where students feel safe to express their opinions and concerns, and additionally want to utilize RamWeb to increase this communication.
If elected, when we're searching for a cabinet, we're actually going to email every club asking for them to apply to try to get every organization to reach their networks so that way our application can get out to the most amount of people.
Changing U+2 and opening student fee decisions up to the student body is the platform Braun and Taylor ran on. They plan to make the student-wide vote a reality through referendum and say they have lots of pull towards making U+2 pass in city council because of actions of members in their party in the past and their determination to only elect city council members who agree with U+2.
Excited to be here. We're just getting started. We still have two more weeks of this, and we are pumped. We are so excited to talk to students, listen to their feedback, all the things they have to say, all the things they want to change at CSU. So, to the student body, you can bet on Braun Taylor for a better tomorrow.
Johnson and Griffin are running a platform of transparency between students and the Senate. They plan to make students more aware of decisions made in Senate through online platforms and a free app called J2 for You. The app would allow the presidency and Senate members to hear student voices and opinions and act upon it as representatives of the students.
If elected, Josh Griffin and I have spent our time talking to the students who aren't heard already, and now we can bring it to you on this bigger scale with that app I told you about, J2 for You.
Changing parking on campus and changing the U+2 law are two of Amundsen and Farias' main concerns.
We want to put it in the job description of our executive members that
they plan to change parking by expecting freshmen to ride the bus, eliminate freshman parking, and giving the freshman parking spaces to commuters instead. Additionally, they plan to change U+2 by continuing to work with city council members to get it changed.
We're not here to pander, to go to a certain group and make them like us. We're just here to be ourselves, and we hope that people believe in us.
Quintanar and Amar want ASCSU to be a resource for the students. The partnership wants to become more engaged with the student body in order to make the Senate more aware of student issues. Their campaign runs with an emphasis on expanding awareness regarding inclusivity and diversity, and plans to make this a reality by offering students and staff training to make CSU a more diverse and welcoming environment.
This is about the future of CSU, and our platforms are the future and the change for all of students. If you're a Ram, you're the future, you're CSU. And I want y'all to know, Quintana and Amar will really get our campus far.
All the candidates will have their final public debate on April 3rd in the Lori Student Center Theater, and campaigning will continue until April 10th, when voting will begin on RamWeb. For more information on the candidates and ASCSU, visit thecollegian.com. With the Rocky Mountain Review, I'm Ren Wadsworth.